Asperger's. Have any of you heard of Asperger's? It was unheard of when I started in my clinical training. Nobody had knew that word, Asperger's. We knew about autism. And there's a lot of speculation going on right now about why is this Asperger's cropping up? And, you know, I heard, I didn't read the article myself, maybe some of you did, that it might be related to immunizations. I didn't read that that piece of research. I'm wary about research until I know if it's been repeated and where it came from, et cetera. But the point is, we're trying to find out why more kids have this. Just like we had to find out when kids had more minimal brain damage that maybe it was lead poisoning. It took us a while to figure out the connection between the learning disability and the lead poisoning. So here we are with these children. Qualitative impairment in social interaction is manifested by at least two of the following: marked impairment in the use of multiple nonverbal behaviors, such as eye-to-eye contact, facial expression, body postures, gestures, to regular social interactions. They just don't flow socially. They don't have the signs and perceptive. I'll tell you now, because it's as late as it is, the child I mentioned early on in my descriptions, who stayed on the periphery and was absorbed in his own train and really didn't, perfectly lovely child, handsome little boy, wasn't a problem, but he just was not connected, wasn't engaging. He wasn't autistic. Autism is much more severe along the spectrum. It's much more severe on the spectrum, but we believe it's along the same spectrum, just a milder version. Because some of these kids like the spinning and they like certain activities that are repetitive, and they might even have pockets of really fascinating talent and giftedness in music or in art. The boy I saw recently was really quite an artist. So they have pockets of giftedness and pockets of deficits, and their deficits are in sharing social enjoyment, engaging with others. They have a lack of showing and bringing and pointing out objects that are of interest to others. They just don't have emotional reciprocity. Restricted, repetitive, and stereotyped patterns of behavior, interests, or activities can be manifest as well, like finger tapping, twisting, sometimes whole body movements, which can make it look like Tourette's syndrome that I won't go into. But that's the kind of thinking you have to do when you're looking at children. And a lot of the children who come in my office have a little bit of everything. So these are boxes or clusters or categories of what we call behavioral disorders. But complex kids who are just a little off, they could have lots of this stuff. It's not so simple.